first, I couldn't believe it. I didn't open the email until a day later. I was only seeing the headline that said congratulations, because I've been trying since 2014, actually. Tried it in 2014 when it started. I didn't make it. 2015, I didn't make it, but I was like, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to try. So after three times trying, I eventually made it.
Your bio is very extensive. You know, you're a creative content writer, you're a performing artist, you're a developer. Tell us more about what you do.
You know, I really am passionate about, you know, telling and creating imaginative stories, because growing up in one of those passions, but it was only until later on in high school when I decided to actually follow my passion for the creative. But it took me 2 years after high school to eventually get into a university that offered a performance degree. It took me 2 years to convince my family to allow me to follow my passion, but I kept on pushing, and it was only after my first play had been accepted into the Harare International Festival of the Arts that a lot of people actually started believing that, yes, maybe this is the right thing for me to do. So in 2010, after I got into Haifa, that's when I then also started university, and I was doing theater arts at the University of Zimbabwe.
Talk about how important it was for you, Patrick, to really follow your passion. You know, you found what you love to do.
I think it was really important and critical to follow my passion, because beyond my passion, I couldn't see myself sitting anywhere else, even though I knew I could do other things. But during that time, you know, there was a whole lot of commotion going on with the economy and everything, and a lot of people were coming out of jobs, a lot of people were losing passion. But I was like, in the midst of all this chaos, I can't lose that one thing that has driven me for so long.
Now, in 2014, you launched a program, a project, you know, that has been making waves. You've been doing a lot with this. Tell us more about this project, Itemba.
It's a youth-based creative activism initiative. I got a chance to be one of the 12 youth activists who were chosen a program by HIVOS to go get training in South Africa, activist training in South Africa. So they are inspired by the other people that I saw coming from the region and all the work that they were doing. And for me, I'd always been passionate about not only telling my story, but telling other people's stories in the hopes of creating or igniting positive change. So I thought, okay, even without much resources, even if I'm just by myself, I can at least start something. So that's how Project Itemba came to be. So I began just thinking about how best can I use my skills as an artist to now be more than just an artist, but to now become an artist who has a cause, an artist who has an opinion. So that's how Project Itemba started. I met with some of my other artist friends, and I told them, this is what I want to do. And we were heading towards the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. And we thought, as young artists, we could put together a show which showcases some of our talents and also be dealing with the issue of gender-based violence.
Now, of course, in just over a month, you'll be here in the United States. Tell us, where will you be? Do you guys know yet?
Yes, I'll be at Kansas State University doing civic leadership at their Stately School of Leadership. That's where I'm going to be at.
And, of course, just as we wrap up here, Patrick, what's your message to other young Zimbabweans?
My message to them is simply this: tomorrow has already begun. You cannot wait for tomorrow to be a leader, because today started yesterday. So there's no time. You can start wherever you are, and the time is right now.